You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Quan.
And it's your girl, May.
And you are listening to Talk With Us.
Talk With Us, y'all.
How everybody doing on this beautiful Saturday?
I am doing wonderful. How about you, Quan?
I am good.
All good over here, too. Did you have a great Thanksgiving?
I had a blast.
Did you eat enough or did you eat too much?
I ate enough of stuffing and hen.
Okay, well, I ate I had my fair share. I didn't overeat this time, y'all, you know, but I did eat enough to, you know, be satisfied. And I had some great, great stuff. It was good. But it was great, except for my Cowboys didn't win, though, on Thanksgiving Day.
No, they blew it.
That would have just been, you know, the icing on the... Now, that would have been the whipped cream. What is it? Whipped cream on the pumpkin pie?
Something like that.
Sweet potato pie.
They blew it. It's a good thing I ate before they came on, because if they was on and if I had to eat then, I wouldn't be able to eat.
She probably would have been throwing up. They
kind of put a damper on the rest of the day.
Yeah, because, you know, we be hopeful because that's their day. They always play on
Thanksgiving. They're supposed to win on Thanksgiving. They the ones supposed to be eating the turkey.
Right.
But looking at somebody else eat that turkey. The turkey didn't look good, but
I mean, we went into overtime, but just didn't do it.
We had a major flaw on the
play.
The wheels start coming off. All the screws start popping off.
Yeah, the wheels were getting wobbly at first.
Yeah.
And then after a while, one wheel came off.
They didn't decide to fix it until it was almost too late.
They didn't fix it, but they were using it to still carry on, right?
Yeah.
They finally used the wheelless, you know, vehicle to drive on into overtime. But then on a play, all the wheels came off. I guess they had to use up all the energy the vehicle had.
It wasn't good.
But anyway.
It wasn't good.
Anyway,
I was so angry.
Best wishes. For the next game, I guess.
Yeah, we're gonna need it because we're playing the Saints.
Yeah, we can't lose four
Thursday night football again. If we lose against the Saints,
then ain't no more hope.
With that sorry behind quarterback, then I just throw my hands up.
Then you just throw your hand up and we just wing the rest of the year.
We better. Well, we better do something.
No, I said wing it.
Oh, well, I'm just hoping that we can pull it through.
If they get kicked out of the playoff, then they might as well just wing it.
Yeah, if we get kicked out the playoff after having really good season, how we started off, and then we get kicked out and let Philadelphia take our spot, then I don't know what to say no more. I'll be lost for words when it comes to the Cowboys.
I don't know.
Other than that, Thanksgiving was good, and we hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving, too.
Yep, we do.
Now, God willing, on to Christmas.
Yeah. Ooh,
on to the pretty lights and the Christmas songs.
Oh, the lights, guys. The lights, the beautifulness of Christmas. It's just, oh, my goodness. It's just spirit-filled, and it just makes you feel good. I feel happy. I know that, you know, it's other things in the world are going on, but I feel happy when I think about Christmas. So I am ready for Christmas. I'm ready to decorate. I want the pretty red and green and all that
jingle
white
bell,
snow.
Bell,
not real snow, because we won't be getting no real snow, but white fake snow just to make a cute setting or whatever. I'm just ready for the holidays.
Yeah, me too. They already planned the Christmas movies and
Christmas movie.
They finally start with you know, they did something different this time, because normally they'll play the Christmas music like before Thanksgiving,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, way before Thanksgiving.
And this time they held off. They held off. You couldn't find Christmas songs on the radio.
And that's strange, because they have always played Christmas music way before Thanksgiving.
Yep. They changed.
It'd be like November the 1st, Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Jingle Bells on November the 1st. That's early, but I just love the holidays. I love all holidays. To tell you the truth, all holidays got its magical moments, but Christmas is just like Thanksgiving and Christmas is just, it's just, I'm glad those two holidays are right there together.
Yep, yeah, me too.
Because it just kind of run on holiday right on into, you know, Christmas. You can make it Christmas like all month. Yeah, what I mean by decorations and the lights and just enjoying, you know, Christmas fun and stuff like that, you know, and thinking about what you're going to get somebody or whatever. You can just make the whole month fun.
Oh, you mean the whole month of December, my bad. I was thinking about something else. My mind went somewhere else.
The whole month. So, and then, hey, there's some special people with birthdays that land right in December, so.
Yeah.
Do you think that's that they got blessed to be born and right there in the Christmas month?
Yeah, so I guess
get,
so.
I mean, what I'm saying is, do you think most people get a gift on top of a gift?
Talking about if their birthday land on Christmas Day?
Yeah, or somewhere in between there. It's all good.
It is.
I can't, no complaints here. All you get is just some rejoicing because I'm glad.
Yeah.
Glad to be here. Glad to be alive.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, so that's all good right
there. But anywho,
Quan.
Let's get into the news and see what's going on.
Yeah, let's do
in
that.
In this world.
Let's jump right into it because, you know, we haven't jumped into it in a minute. So let's go ahead and get into it.
All right.
So welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. So I know you have been glued to the TV when you heard this news about the three white men who were found guilty of murdering Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia.
That is great news.
Excellent.
Great news. Yay.
Yeah. So anyway, they were found guilty, which is, you know, is good. It'll never be just great because dude lost his life, you know what I'm saying, for some senseless stuff, you know, for nothing. But for his mom and his family, that's good. So anyway.
That is. I'm so happy for them. Yeah, I'm glad they got justice served for their child.
Right, because, you know, in this world today, people are nervous about, you know, getting a case like this, you know, getting justice for their loved one because so many people have been, you know, wrongfully accused and stuff like that.
Yep.
And then, and some people have gotten away with stuff that look like, oh my goodness, how?
Sure have.
So his mom and stuff she was like, you know, thanking God because she said she never thought she'd see this day where her son would get some justice. But she said God is good and God is good.
He sure is.
So a jury convicted the three white men of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. The 25-year-old black jogger was shot and killed as he ran through a residential neighborhood. And the thing about this is, it wasn't like he stole something and then was running from the law or something like that. These people were not even police officers. These were people who were in their home trying to figure out what they can do to another black man. Okay, so he took off. You know, he was jogging anyway. And they took off behind him in the truck. You know, that's the first mistake is, you know, they jumped in the truck and started to follow him like they were the police. Okay. So when they finally caught up with him, after saying stuff like, if I get you, you know, you're going to be dead and stuff like that. Guy felt trapped, right? Running, jogging. And all of a sudden he's surrounded by people with a gun, you know, and then one of the guys was filming it. Okay. So when he filmed it,
he got in trouble too, right?
Yeah, he did. But he got he wasn't found guilty on one of the accounts. He was just found guilty for the rest of them. But, he was the one recording. And anyway, you know, you saw him like Ahmaud going for the gun and stuff. And then, you know, but he wound up being shot and killed in the street. And we're just glad that, you know, justice was served for him and his family. And all three men were found guilty because they were guilty. They were guilty as sin.
Yeah. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, the evidence right there. All three stooges.
Mm-hmm. All three stooges. That's right. They look like some stooges, too. On the lawn of Glenn County Courthouse. It was a nearly all white jury that found the men guilty.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, and God was definitely in the midst of this, you know, because that was just like a, you know, his daddy said it was something like a lynching. You know, mm-hmm. they ran him down and killed him, you know.
They did.
For nothing. The mama never thought that her son go out and jogging, but she never see him again. And then he was took out like this.
Did they play the audio when one of them said you shot that, you know, the N-word?
Yeah, they had it all. And then the thing about it is when they got the footage, well, you know, when they were talking with the police officer and all that there, one of them stated, if he had the gun first instead of his son, he would have shot him anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. And they say a lot of that. But, you know, God just brought that on out.
Yeah,
you
know,
because who going to sit there and say that knowing that you could be facing time in jail? You wouldn't say that to put yourself further in there. So, you know, he couldn't help it. God just brought it on out. And he said that if he'd had the gun instead of his son, he would have shot him anyway.
He said that on the recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, while they were investigation, because his son actually shot him. But he said if he, the daddy said if he had the gun. Because he was on the back of the truck. And if he would have had it, and he told him to stop running, and he wouldn't have stopped, he'd have shot it.
So he told his son that, or he told the police that?
He told the police that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but see, because the son had the actual gun.
Yeah.
But the son did actually do the shooting. But the daddy was just showing you right there, if he'd have had it anyway, he'd have shot
He would have killed him anyway.
He would have took him out anyway. I mean, dude was innocent. Dude didn't, you know, didn't deserve that.
Nah, he knew nothing.
You know?
He was just out on a job.
Shot down like that, you know? And for what?
With a shotgun, too, right?
Yeah, with a shotgun.
And how many times they shot him?
He actually was shot, I believe, they say it twice. They wow. said twice. So, and when they got to him, it was, when the police say he got there, you know, and he just saw Ahmad's body in the road and stuff like that, he said it was just like a bloody mess. So, it was pretty gruesome. It was pretty gruesome.
And then their lawyer tried to, Ahmad.
Yeah,
like his appearance or something like that.
He was something about dirty toenails.
That has nothing to do with the case.
It didn't have nothing to do with that. They wanted to try to talk, make it seem like he had some kind of mental condition.
Yeah,
which didn't have nothing to do with that either. Uh-uh. Because when it all came, it was nothing they could do to dig up on this dead man that could make him be guilty of being blown away like that.
Even if he did have a problem, he still didn't do nothing wrong to die.
Right.
He was out jogging.
He was jogging. And then
they chased him down.
Yeah, they chased him down. And the man was talking about, he wasn't jogging. He was running like he had stole something. He was running. He was just running fast.
He was running away from them.
He was running away from them.
They had guns.
They were chasing him.
Ain't nobody going to sit there and just stand there.
And he looked like he was a nice guy to him. Which his mom and dad say, you know, he didn't ever get it in trouble. So they said this means that now people around the world will know that they cannot do these types of things and get away with it. And that is not okay to just racially profile somebody, you know, because they racially profile him as a thief or a stealer. Because they was like some stuff went missing out of his son's car, and they said it was probably him that took it. You know, they just out of that because he was
out
black.
Of his son's car.
Yeah, out of his son's car. They said like a gun or something was missing. So they assumed he was the one stealing because they saw him in the neighborhood.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So they racially profiled him, and this brought on his death.
Mm.
He was jogging while black. So.
And they gunned him down.
Yeah, they gunned him down. But you know, thanks be to God first, and then you know, and getting.
Well, did
justice.
They play the recording in the courtroom?
Yeah, people saw it. They saw the whole recording. What was filmed from the. One of the guy's phone. So
and the guy was riding with them.
Yeah, and in Georgia, you know. So wow. Yeah, but
well, we're just glad that justice was served.
Mm-hmm. And all the killers were held accountable. And Aubrey's family, they would not give up till they got justice.
And I'm so happy.
Amen. So
they're gonna be
glad.
Behind bars probably for the rest of their life.
Oh yeah, they gone. They gone.
Life in prison.
Oh, yeah.
Have fun in there.
And they probably thought, well, we don't worry about it, son. We're going to get off with this. Don't worry about it because it was justified. Not this time, buddy. Not this time. All three of them were convicted. So that is a blessing.
And believe me.
I am glad.
Them guards let them prisoner know what they're coming in there for.
Oh, man.
And if they, you know, they already know that what they, you know, did. So their life in prison going to be rough and tough.
Oh man.
Well, they deserve it.
I know
they deserve.
I know, but you know that they scared on, you know that right now they scared. I don't know what.
Good. They need to be.
They probably gonna ask what prison they're gonna be transferred to.
They need to be sent to the roughest prison ever.
Oh man.
Because they took that boy life.
They did now.
But out see, of hate.
But see, it's scary when the tables are turned.
Yeah.
You got to face unknown situation.
They try to look so innocent up there. Like, please.
They never did look innocent to me. I could just tell by their face. They were like prejudiced.
They really did.
They were straight prejudiced.
They got exactly what they deserved. Yeah. And we are so happy.
How you think you're going to kill a whole human being like that for jogging and stuff and then get away with it?
With a shotgun.
Yep. So, you know, you can imagine. When that bullet hit his chest like that and stuff, he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. But I'm glad for the family that they got some justice.
And then they had the nerve to say, shot that, you know, the N-word. Yeah. I don't like to say the word on this thing.
Yeah, so they
you
were
knew
wrong,
exactly
huh?
what you were doing.
Yep.
So now
justice
your time
served.
Has come.
And justice was served.
So you have fun in prison.
Yeah, have fun.
Have fun.
Because that's where you're going, bro. Brothers.
There ain't no brothers.
No, they,
ain't no brothers.
They, you know what I'm saying? Not like brothers, but they brothers from because they were humans and stuff. But mm-hmm. yeah, whatever, you know. But yeah. anyway. But anyway, you know, we glad some justice got served.
Yes.
So that yes, was good are. Coming over the weekend and stuff like that. Some good news coming over, you know, not the weekend. Y'all are getting mixed. Well, it is the weekend.
It is the weekend. It's Saturday.
You know, the holidays are
well, over the week.
Yeah, over the week.
Yeah.
You know that, holiday, like that the holidays can throw you off sometimes.
It sure did.
But yeah, we glad because of that.
So we actually have two good stories.
Yeah, we actually
well, that were mm-hmm. the outcome was good because they were found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
They brought justice and, you know, the family can, you know, have peace now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Exactly.
Well, the second story is good, too.
It is. It really is. I mean, it had a good outcome.
That's what I'm trying
too.
To say.
Yeah, a good outcome. So, you know, justice was definitely brought in,
you know,
over time. And so, Quan, what do you want to do? You want to just jump right on into it from one to
yeah,
another?
Yeah, we're going to move into the next one because the next one is good, too.
Yeah, it is, y'all.
It's good, too.
It is. It
so, we're just only telling news today.
Yeah.
Something short.
But something very, you know, on this.
It's like justice served on both sides of the story that we're telling you guys.
That's right, y'all. So we just want to, you know, at least some good news out of some bad situations.
Yeah. We're going to move into the next one, though.
Yeah, we
have at it, May.
All right, then. Let's chew on this bone. All right, thousands and thousands of people have raised more money than more than $1 million for a man who served 43 years in prison for a crime he did not commit. Juan, man, can you imagine 43 years of your life
taken away from you?
Just taken away from you for a crime that you didn't even do.
That's torture.
That is some torture right there. Thousands of people came together and raised money for a Missouri man who served 43 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Kevin Strickland, who was 62 years old, was exonerated Tuesday morning after serving decades at a Western Missouri Correctional Center in Cameron, Missouri. Strickland was convicted in 1979.
Wow.
79. Of one account of capital murder and two accounts of second-degree murder in a triple homicide.
Mm.
He received a 50-year life sentence without the possibility of parole for a crime that over the years he had maintained that he had not been involved in. He maintained his defense,
innocence,
that, you know, I didn't have anything to do with this. I did not do it. The senior judge, James Welch, dismissed all criminal counts against Strickland. His release makes his first confinement the longest wrongful imprisonment in Missouri history and one of the longest in the nation, according to the National Registry of Exoneration. Okay, so this guy had been in prison for the longest wrongful, accusement for being in prison for the longest time in his life.
Yeah.
For anybody, rather. He has spent more time in there than anybody in the state.
Jeez.
Yeah. And he spent time in there for being accused for a wrong crime that he didn't do, which was murder. He maintained his innocence. Well, anyway, the state wasn't going to give him anything when they released him. It's just going to release him back out into the world
with no income,
with no compensation,
with no help, with nothing.
Nothing. Just going to release him back. Probably
didn't care if he lived on the
probably
street.
Said, Mr. Strickland, we're very sorry this happened to you. We hope you have a good life.
Pat on the back.
What? Get to 43 years of my life.
A homeless man who was innocent, but right. I'm glad he, you know, she gonna finish the story, so I ain't gonna give it away.
So the GoFundMe account to help Strickland restart his life, since he doesn't qualify for help from the state of Missouri. You don't qualify for the help for him.
That's
from
crazy.
The you don't qualify when the state done put you in jail prison for 43 years, but you don't qualify because you were wrongfully accused. But they gonna let you get out now because you've been exonerated. You clear of all charges. But you ain't going to get nothing from the state.
So crazy.
We hope you enjoy your life, Mr. Strickland. We hope you enjoy your life. No.
Bye-bye.
How wrong is that? This man was in prison.
It's wrong.
That is so wrong. This man spent 43 years.
Behind bars.
For something he didn't do. And he did not qualify for no compensation for all them years he was
for
locked
nothing.
Up.
Nothing.
That's crazy.
Nothing.
That's just crazy. In Missouri, only those exonerated through DNA testing are eligible for $50 per day out of post-conviction confinement. According to the Innocent Project, that was not the case for Strickland. That is such crap.
I wonder why it wasn't for him. When they realized that he didn't do nothing.
All right. And they realized, okay, well,
maybe because he was black.
Dang, this man spent 43 years.
I hate to say that.
You know, but why? It is. Okay? But get this, though. Some good came out of this. As of Thursday evening, donation for Strickland had topped $1 million.
Ooh, $1 million.
I call these good Samaritans. Woo! God bless y'all for helping this man out. For helping this man out, because they had originally set up the GoFundMe. Get this now. The page was set up to only collect a goal of $7,500.
Mm-hmm.
But instead
and
of
it getting, reached a million.
And it reached a million.
That's a blessing.
A million.
That's what's up, y'all.
That is what's up, y'all. We give y'all hand claps, pats on the back. We give y'all kudos because you know what? Y'all came through for this man.
Y'all helped him
because the state wouldn't do it. And I see some love that came together in this GoFundMe. And y'all have set this man, life, back on the right path. Because, what it would have been like he getting out with nothing.
Nothing. Living on the streets.
That's what he would have been probably.
They probably wanted that to happen.
But I'm glad for the good Samaritan. I told you, Quan, we still got a few good Samaritans out here in this world.
Yeah, we still got some. It's just overshadowed by the evil peoples in this world.
Yeah,
they're still out there.
They're still out there. So God bless you guys.
Yeah, God bless
every
y'all.
One of you who gave.
That was a good thing, y'all.
That was good. The fund was created over the summer with a goal, like I said, of $7,500, which it fund says would amount to approximately $175 for every year. Strickland spent wrongfully convicted in jail. I'm sorry, prison. 36 states in Washington, D.C. have laws on the books that offer compensation for exonerees, according to the Innocent Project. The federal standard and compensation to those wrongfully convicted is a minimum of $50,000 per year of incarceration, plus an additional amount for each year spent on death row. Now, this is for 36 states that got this. This don't include Missouri. Missouri ain't in here. So that's why he ain't get it.
Oh.
But they do have this. But I think they should change that. They should definitely change that. Strickland said he learned of his release through a breaking news report that interrupted the soap opera he was watching Tuesday.
Oh, he was watching the story.
He was watching some soap opera and
I wonder where the General Hospital.
Yeah, he was watching the soap opera I know sometimes y'all got we like the soap operas because we put it all together, but they are called the soap operas.
I call them stories.
We call them stories.
Daytime drama.
We watch the stories. That's what I call the stories.
Yeah.
That's what we done cut it down.
What was on the stories today?
What happened on the story today? The soap. Anyway, he was watching that when he learned he was going to be a free man.
But how? Why his lawyer didn't come in and tell him that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I thought your lawyer's supposed to come in and tell you and such and such. How did he find out he was free on TV?
He said the first thing he did after his release was visit his mother's grave.
Oh,
that's so sad.
His mama had passed away.
Yes. Oh, man, that's tough.
That is tough because they took her child away from her when he was innocent.
And he probably didn't see her and she had passed away.
Yeah, that's sad.
Man, that's tough.
I hope he got other relatives that's around him.
He said to know that his mom was underneath that dirt and he hadn't got a chance to visit her in her last years. He revisited those tears that I did when they told me I was guilty of a crime I didn't commit. That was so tough. He was not able to even be with his mom in her last and final days.
Yeah, that's sad.
Because they had locked him up, And I'm just thinking about this. It's just so tough. You took all these years from this man. This man couldn't even be with his mama. And then, the only thing where he could visit is when he got out to visit her grave.
That's a shame on them people.
And then they did not want to compensate him at all.
Shame on y'all.
Ooh, but you know what, though?
They're going to get theirs.
There's
a lot of innocent people in prison right now.
That sucks, man. I know that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
I feel so bad for people wrongly accused. I do, because especially when they're going to prison and stuff, because, you know, that those are some rough places.
Yeah, it is.
And then they got to, you know, here they is.
Every night they go to bed, wake up in the morning. Only thing they see is walls.
Wow, and got to be commanded by. Yeah, and got to be commanded by officers.
Yeah.
All day long.
And they don't treat you right in there.
But, you know, like I said, that was all so tough and so sad. But, you know, some good came out in the end because he got exonerated and he is now a wealthy individual.
He's a rich man.
Mm-hmm. You know,
got his life back,
and it won't never bring back the time he lost. But
with
it can, but it can help,
stuff.
Right? But it can help move him forward in life. So, we are very happy for Mr. Strickland today.
Sure, we
are glad for you, brother. We are glad for you. We thank God that he came through for you,
yep.
And he finally brought some justice for you. We are glad. So, congratulations and
congratulations.
Like we said, thank you to all the Good Samaritans who thought that it was wrong for him
to
get compensated, and you guys put up a GoFundMe. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you all.
Yes.
God bless his pour on you. So,
that is wonderful.
So we just decided that we wanted to hit with those stories today about justice being served.
Justice is served.
And it feels good.
Both of them.
It actually feels good when justice is being served.
It do.
Because you know why? You see so many cases where
Last case with that, what's the little flat face boy who pretending to cry on stage?
Yeah, making that chucky face.
Yeah.
Riddle House dude.
Riddle House.
Yeah, but you know what though? It'll all come back around to him too.
It should.
It will in time. Just like, because you know what? I know sometimes we'll be like, nah, they need to get justice now. But sometimes justice don't come right then and there, but it come much, much later.
Yeah.
And sometimes it come 43 years later. But if you can hang on and hold out, God will get you out of the mess that people put you in.
He sure will.
But be faithful and hang on, and God will come through for you.
He sure will.
You know, so He's a good God. That's right. And that teach you a lesson that sometimes when things look like it's unjust to you, if you just hang on a little while longer, some justice will come out of it for you.
Oh, yeah.
So these were some stories that,
These
were some stories that came out where justice was finally served. And it was served well done. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy about that, Quan.
I am happy,
even
too.
Even though I know, you know, the news is always filled with some stories, right?
Yeah.
You know, well, you could find something. You know what? You can definitely find something sad to talk about if you want to look at the news.
You'd be depressed every day.
You'd be depressed because it was like a Christmas.
I try not to look at the news,
you know,
like that.
I know.
I try not to.
You know, just like, you know, everybody was enjoying Thanksgiving Day and stuff like that and eating with their families. But I did catch one story that was kind of sad.
Is it sad?
I don't want to have to say
no.
We'll do that another time.
No,
but we're
going to
we're going to end this off with justice served.
Yes.
So, guys, we hope that you enjoyed these stories. We hope that you had a great Thanksgiving. We hope that you guys are blessed. We hope that you are well. We hope that you continue to listen to our podcast, guys. You help us.
Please do.
You don't know how much you excite us when we look at it and we can see our views going up. You guys, you are a blessing to us. You don't know the smile you put on our faces. And we're just grateful that you do this and you listen to us. You take the time out of your day to listen to us. And God bless you and we thank you.
Yes, God bless all. It's wonderful. It feels good.
Feels awesome.
I'm so glad we came up with this.
Sauce. Me too.
You know what? We're gonna have to have an episode about how we got started with this thing.
We never did
it's
that.
We never did that yet. We never did that. And we're gonna tell y'all how we got started, how me and her got started, but I'm gonna tell y'all how I came across this podcast thing and then what I did, and then after that we came with this idea for both of us to, you know, to talk on the microphone.
Yeah, okay.
And call it Talk With Us.
Okay.
Well, actually we had so many names.
Yeah.
But that's a different story for a different day.
That's for the time when you started out.
Yes.
So yeah. So we'll definitely do that. We'll hopefully we can, you know, get everything going in our YouTube channel.
Yeah,
we're gonna try to get that out there. We're gonna definitely try to get that out there, y'all guys, so you know, more people can reach us, and you know, because we would definitely answer.
The YouTube
you back.
Will take us here. To dare.
Yeah, so you guys, you know, let's continue to help each other.
Yeah, y'all do that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we're going to wrap it up.
We're going to let's wrap this up like a bow.
Let's wrap it up like a pretty big old bow.
Like a pretty Christmas bow.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Don't forget to download, subscribe, comment, share on any podcast, Instagram. Follow us on anchor.fm. Support us, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Support us. mm-hmm. on these social medias. Mm-hmm. Find our Talk With Us podcast on any of these podcast platforms.
Talk With Us.
And go listen to us, y'all. Go yeah. listen to some of the episodes. Go back and listen to episode
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
So we got enough on there for you guys to listen to. You yeah. know, when you riding down the road or you home chilling in the room,
yeah.
pop on your headphone, listen to our podcast, y'all.
Oh yeah, definitely do that, y'all. definitely do it.
Yeah, y'all do that.
We're grateful though, y'all. We're
yeah, we are. We are. Yeah. We are very grateful. Mm-hmm. We thank you guys each and every day.
Each and every day.
All right, y'all. Till then, I'm your girl Kwan,
and I'm your girl May,
and we will chit chat with you guys next time.
Peace and love.
Bye, guys.